Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Get Busy by Brian Nolan, Texas, USA. The summer I was six, my family moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I spent most of my days playing around the house or hanging around my mother. But finally, fall arrived, and I began second grade. I went to St. Eugene's and was introduced to my new teacher, Sister Manda. I was a bit taken aback by this kind woman with robust features. She was nothing like I imagined a nun would be. She had a loud voice, walked briskly about, and always wore a smile. School days carried the normal activity of classes, lunch, and recess. Recess was always the toughest time for me. Being rather shy, it was difficult for me to make friends. On the playground, I would sit with my back to the other kids, crying. I missed my mother, but I also feared the belittlement of having the other kids see me crying. This went on day after day, and it seemed like it would never end. Then one day, I saw my mother stopped at a gas station across the street from the playground. Noticing her, I bolted across the road, oblivious to the traffic and car brakes screeching, and made it to her side safely. By this point, I was crying hysterically and pleading with my mother to take me home. Instead, Mom took me to the principal's office, and Sister Manda joined us there. When asked how we could remedy the situation, Sister Manda simply stated, "It's time to get busy." And get busy we did. When recess rolls around, Sister Manda was the full-time quarterback for both teams. She made sure every kid got an opportunity to catch the football, hike it, and defend against her awesome passing ability. She got everyone involved in games of dodgeball. In reality, she set herself up to be the main target of all the balls the other kids and I tossed, but I don't think she minded that one bit. She was the best and tallest basketball player, but she always made certain everyone got a chance to shoot for the basket and dribble the ball down the court. That was long ago. I now have two boys and a loving wife, but I carry the torch Sister Manda once held. One day, my older son came to me during his first year at school, explaining how he missed his mama and me when he was in school. My advice? Get busy. Don't let the longing thoughts invade your mind. Find something to do. Make friends with others. Make friends with any and all of the new kids at school. Help prevent them from having those longing thoughts. The next day, he thanked me for the advice, saying that it had helped him make it through the day. Thank you, Sister Manda. You will always be a great inspiration in my life.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.